Lori Prox here with James Perry, the Museum Curator of Collections and Exhibits. Our topic this month for James is Fort Liscombe. It used to be a military fort stationed in Valdez, actually across the bay where Alyeska now stands. And not too long ago, sort of recent history for us, James. Do you know anyone who is still alive that lived on Fort Liscombe?
Yes, Sarah Schallenberger Brown. Her father was an officer there between 1910 and 1914. But she was born in 1911. I believe she's 90, 93.
Now, have you actually talked to her, James?
I have not. Tabitha has. We are in the process of corresponding, trying to get a written history. But her family left there when she was very young.
Does she have much recollection? Just little or?
Very, very little recollection.
What became of Fort Liscombe after it closed?
Well, the site lay empty for a few years. Eventually, in 1925, the fort was put under the control of the Secretary of Interior, where the buildings were eventually sold off either to private individuals or various organizations. A couple of those buildings actually still remain. There is the Tonsina Roadhouse. That was one of the barracks that were brought from Fort Liscombe to up to Tonsina. And then there is this, the signal office as well that was moved to Old Town. And then, of course, it was moved to Newtown.
And after that, what happened to Fort Liscombe?
Well, eventually, in 1929, Andy Day Sr. applied for a homestead on the military reservation and converted a few of the remaining buildings into a cannery and sawmill.
And that was known as Dayville.
Yes, absolutely.
And the Dayville site stands on what is Alyeska today. Did the Day sell it directly to Alyeska?
Yes.